Unit 11. Historical Figures. Helen Keller. Helen Keller was born in 1880. She was a happy and healthy child. However, she became sick with a high fever when she was 19 months old. Her illness was so serious that the doctor thought she would die. Although Helen recovered from her illness, it had left her deaf and blind. It was difficult for Helen and her family to communicate with one another. Helen often became violent, broke lamps and dishes, and hit people. Helen's doctor thought that Helen could learn, so he introduced the family to an expert on deafness, Alexander Graham Bell. Bell, who was the inventor of the telephone, recommended his former student, named Anne Sullivan, as Helen's teacher. The first time Anne and Helen met, Anne began to teach her to fingerspell. Helen learned to repeat fingerspelling, but she didn't seem to understand what words were. On April 5, 1887, a miracle occurred. Anne put Helen's hand under a stream of water, and with her other hand, spelled out the word water on Helen's hand. At that moment, Helen understood what words were. This opened a new world to Helen. She learned Braille and English. She also learned French, German, and Latin. Helen went to Radcliffe College, and she became the first deaf and blind person to earn a college degree. Keller was a world-famous social worker and author. She advocated world peace and for people with disabilities, and founded Helen Keller International, a non-profit organization for blindness. By the time Helen died in 1968, her story had been made into a play and a movie, and people all over the world admired this remarkable woman.